بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. وما في الأرض to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is on earth. لله خزائن السماوات والأرض to Allah belongs the treasures of the heavens and the earth. وعنده مفاتيح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو. With him are the keys of the unseen. No one knows them but he. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Khaliq, our Malik, our Raziq. If we seek the pleasure of Allah, we will be successful in this world and in the life hereafter. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam. Verily, the religion in the sight of Allah is Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as Rahmatul lil Alameen, mercy for entire mankind. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established an example, a society, a community where everyone was well-wisher for other people. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. The believers are brothers. In Islam, no discrimination based on nationality, language, color or lineage. Unity in Salah, king and the beggar in the same row. Unity in Hajj, the king and the beggar comes in the same dress. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Verily, the most honorable of you in the sight of Allah is the one who is most pious among you. Among the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people from different corners of the world, people from different nationalities. Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu anhu, Salman Farsi radiyallahu anhu, Suhaib Rumi radiyallahu anhu, Abu Dhar Ghifari radiyallahu anhu, from different corners of the world, together for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. Their mutual dealings, Sahaba, how they used to deal with each other, example and practical tafsir. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. They give others preference over themselves, even though they were in need of that. أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Humble towards the believers. رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Merciful among themselves. فَعَفُوا وَاسْفَحُوا. But forgive and overlook. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Repel the evil with one which is better. وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Be kind to believers in humbleness. Throughout the Quran, it teaches how we are supposed to treat each other, and Sahaba radiallahu anhu were practical examples through their sacrifice of time, resources, and also sacrifice of their feelings. They form one ummah where everyone was well-wisher and supporter of each other. At that time, there was no house built by concrete and no masjid built by concrete in Madina Munawwara. For 9 years in Madina Munawwara, Masjid An-Nabawi Sharif, there was not even a light lamp. But what was there in the masjid? Those Mubarak sifat of dawat, khidmat, ibadat, ta'aleem, love and ikram, khidmat, muhabbat, that joins people's hearts, that whoever comes there will embrace and will come to Islam. And it's handful of people, just a few hundred thousand people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the whole world to them. Beauty of Islam. Today, one of the causes of fall and decline in the ummah, that we forgot this principle of one ummah. We turn to Quran for guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold fast, all of you together, to the rope of Allah and don't be divided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وأطيعوا الله ورسوله ولا تنازعوا فتفشلوا وتذهب ريحكم واصبروا إن الله مع الصابرين. And obey Allah and His Messenger and do not dispute with one another lest you lose courage and your strength depart. And be patient, surely Allah is with those who are patient. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who repress anger, those who pardon people, verily Allah loves the good doers. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. O you who believe, let not a group laugh at another group. It may be that the latter are better than the former. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. And spy not, neither backbite one another. وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَعْدِلُوا وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبًا. And be just when you speak, even though the one is a relative. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. And say to the people what is good. My respected brothers and elders and sisters, what are the causes of shar and fasad in a community? Arrogance, haughtiness, jealousy, selfishness, hatred, disregarding others' feelings or breaking the hearts, backbiting, carrying tales, slandering, digging faults of others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all those qualities. Ameen. Like we care for our body, food, exercise, rest, going to gym or games, billions of industry to take care of human body needs. Very similarly, the outward appearance, the sunnah manners, asking the scholars about masail, ahkam and the fiqh, how I live my daily life, how Islam comes to all aspects of life, aqaid, ibadat, muamlat, muashrat and akhlaq. And very similarly, the inner purity of the heart, how we clean up those bad qualities like pride, arrogance, jealousy, greed, hypocrisy, malice and show off. And how we can bring sabr, shukr, taqwa, ihsan, ikhlas and tawakkul. Lifetime effort on ourselves to become an abd of Allah, to become an example Muslim, to seek the pleasure of Allah. You can summarize the human history and experience and what happens on the planet. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If the people of the towns had believed and had taqwa, piety, righteousness, surely we should have opened on them blessings from the heavens and the earth, all problems solved for the whole planet. All the people come to Iman. People who claim to have Iman come to the life of taqwa. This one word, in addition to Iman, if we are invited to choose from Quran, which is repeated throughout the Quran, which is good for our salvation, falah, najah, that word is taqwa. How to bring taqwa? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. O you who believe, fear Allah, be with the righteous. In every place, every country, every city, every community, you will find examples, people who are on the life of taqwa, who fear Allah and who follow sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who remove all the doubts from their life. Find those people, be with them, talk like them, walk like them, you will become like them and you will be successful inshallah. Easy prescription for deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to find the people of taqwa and be with them. Anbiya alayhi salam, they were well-wisher for the community. People used to call them, you are sahir, you are kazib, you are majnoon, you are magician, we don't want to listen to you. Anbiya alayhi salam used to say, oh people, I am your well-wisher, I want good for you, I want falah, najah, I want to take you to paradise. People throwing stones at the Prophet. Prophet would not curse them. They would make dua, Allahumma ghfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. My respected brothers and elders, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entering Makkah Mukarramah as victorious, tears in his eyes, looking down, inna fatahna laka fatham mubina, he would forgive his worst enemies. La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. Today, no blame on you. Umar radiallahu anhu, Ashra Mubashara, is Amirul Mumineen. Several ayat of Quran came according to his wishes. And he used to ask Huzaifa radiallahu anhu, Ya Huzaifa, is my name in the list of munafiqeen? And he would have so much fear of Allah. He would say, if it is announced that all mankind goes to Jannah, one person goes to hellfire. I fear that's me. I fear that's me. When life of taqwa, piety comes to the people, you will see wonders. Everyone will be attracted to Islamic way of life. In old times, one person bought a piece of land and from that land came out a box of gold or jewelry. So he went back to the seller to return it. I only bought the land and this jewelry and gold belongs to you. And the seller said, I sold you the land, whatever comes out is yours. They had a dispute, they had to go to court. For what? This treasure worth millions belongs to this person, he is not taking it, please give it to him. This was the attitude of people, fear of Allah. Like today you hear a customer comes to the shop, shopkeeper would say, I have the merchandise, it is good with discount, but I have a request, please don't buy from my shop, buy from my brother's shop. Why? Because I had too much sale today, nobody came to my brother today. Like the people coming for Salah early, they would park all the way back, miles away, and walk all the way come to the masjid. Somebody could say, you could have parked in the front because that's your right. And they would say, don't you understand? People who come in the last minute, they will be in a hurry. They need the parking in the front. I came so early, I can walk 5 minutes, no problem. Life of taqwa and caring for others, my respected brothers. Today the problems we see in our homes, in the society, in the world, selfish reasons, life of desires, not fulfilling the rights of Allah, not fulfilling the rights of makhluq, carelessness and forgetfulness, shahawat. Are we looking for rights or love? If everyone go by the book of love, ihsan and khidma, be kind, caring, loving and forgiving, dunya will become like paradise. Status of Muslim, making salam to a Muslim, 10 to 30 good deeds, smiling to Muslim, charity, sadaqah, shaking hand with Muslim, sins are forgiven, walking to help a Muslim, 10 years of itikaf reward, visiting a sick Muslim, 70,000 angels pray for you, visiting a Muslim for the sake of Allah, you get a palace in paradise. If you make dua for a Muslim, angels will make dua for you. You hide the faults of a Muslim, Allah will hide your faults on the day of judgment. So much so, when a Muslim dies, he passes away, if you pray his janazah, a reward of one qirat, like mountain of reward. If you go to graveyard, another qirat, another mountain of reward. My brother, ikram a Muslim. Love and muhabba to spread among the community. Islam, the beauty of Islam, it reminds everyone about the rights of others and the fadail and virtues of serving others. Husbands are reminded about wives. وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Wife is reminded about husband. الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. Children are reminded, paradise under the feet of mothers. Father is a gate of paradise. Elders are reminded to have love and mercy on the youngsters. Everyone in the masjid, in the community, in the whole world, all Muslims are better than me. Young person better than me, they have less sins. old people better than me, they must have done more good deeds. Even a sinful person, may Allah forgive him or her, and may Allah replace their bad deeds by good deeds. Well wishing for the community. This tongue that Allah has given us, this is billionaire's machine. Dawat, khidmat, ibadat, ta'aleem, reciting Surah Ikhlas 3 times, you get reward of reading the Quran. Making salam, so many good deeds. Tasbihat, baqiyatus salihat, mountains of reward. You are in the market and recite La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku lahul hamd till the end. Biyadihi al-khair wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. 1 million good deeds. You make istighfar for all the believers. Allahumma ighfir li wa lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. 1 billion good deeds. My brothers and sisters, lifetime is too short to criticize others, to find fault with others. This is the time to prepare for the akhirah. Tilawat, tasbihat, istighfar, dua, da'wah, ta'lim, dhikr and shukr. That's like earning golds and diamonds. When we turn to gossips and tales and unnecessary talks and useless debates and arguments, it's like we throw away gold and diamonds and we are collecting dust and stones. And if you are not even careful, quarreling, cursing, spying, dirty language, immodest talks, abusing, cursing, is like throwing away diamonds and gold and entering fire. May Allah save us from that. Lifetime is very precious. Every minute like a gold coin. Go high and high in paradise. Look at the dashboard of dunya. How many brothers, sisters, people are making effort of deen. How many masajid are built on the planet yesterday. How many people came to Islam? How many people make tawbah? Just yesterday, last night. How many people serve thousands of meals to the poor, to widows and orphans? They are going helping community service. They are doing our work without us paying a dollar for them. They are doing our work. Be happy on them. Never find faults with anybody. No refute, no backbiting. Imagine on the day of judgment if it is announced that all the people make 2 lines. People who make some effort of deen, make 1 line. People who just criticize them, make another line. Which line we want to stand with? To join the people together, the ways and manners of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ways and manners, join ties with those who breaks it with you. Make salam to those who don't make salam to you. Forgive those who did wrong to you and do good to those who did bad to you. Afshu salama bainakum. Spread salam. Make ikram. Tahadu, tahabbu. Give gifts. And make dua for others. And find 70 excuses for other brother's action. Why he is doing something or not doing something. Avoid backbiting, criticizing others. Put the hearts together. Be punctual in good deeds. And desire for akhirah. The unity of honey bees produce large quantities of honey. When you join the human hearts together, they become solid structure, bunyanum marfus, hard to break. The desirable qualities, sincerity, selflessness, ikram, iman, khushu, khidma, sabr, a humble heart, soft tongue, strong iman, generous hand, worldwide fikr, sincere intention, well wisher for the ummah. We see the problems and situation in the ummah, we seek protection of Allah against trials, against calamities, disasters, pain, sufferings, problems, and to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in humble dua together, that may Allah protect the life, honor and properties of all Muslim brothers and sisters around the world. May Allah give easy health and good sustenance to everyone in the ummah. May Allah bless them with ilme nafe, taqwa and ikhlas. May Allah replace the fear in the ummah with peace and happiness. May Allah replace the disgrace in the ummah by respect and honor. May Allah use us to spread love and khair and care and mercy among the planet. May Allah guide the whole mankind to the right path. Ameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka.